In medicine, the internet has brought about a quiet revolution. It's made it easier for patients to get information about different conditions and to view research firsthand. Many patients have been hoping that email would also make it easier to get in touch with busy doctors and to get quick answers to medical questions. But that hasn't happened. In the first of two reports, NPR's Larry Abramson explains why many doctors find it just doesn't pay to conduct business online.
It's hard to know just how many doctors email their patients about treatment. Some studies say it might be around 20%, but it's happening much less than many had expected. That's despite the fact that many patients, frustrated by phone tag, have been clamoring for email access to doctors. Dr. Ed Foch says it's easy to see why.
Because they're getting it from every other professional in their life. If you work with attorneys, accountants, consultants, stockbrokers, teachers, even the local pizza parlor, seems to take email.
Foch works for a company called Medem, which provides a secure way for docs and patients to communicate. Patients may want email, but Foch says doctors are conflicted. They like the idea, but they also like getting paid for their work.
What physicians, I think, generally have an issue with is the opportunity to work harder. In other words, do all the things you currently do, then at the end of the day, spend an hour answering emails, and make no money for that last hour's work.
And until recently, it's been tough to collect any money for email consultations. That's partly because patients are reluctant to pay for a virtual visit. One doctor I spoke to said when he asked his patients for a minimal payment, they just stopped emailing their questions. These patients are short-sighted, according to Dr. Jeff Rideout, president of the Blue Shield Foundation of California, because he says real visits can cost patients more.
When employees take time off of work simply to go to the doctor, it's usually a half day off work just to get there and arrange childcare and other things. So we were looking for ways that we could facilitate better access to the physician's office.
So later this year, Blue Shield of California is going to start reimbursing physicians for time spent answering patient emails. And Rideout says Blue Shield will be using a monitoring system to make sure patients are getting what they pay for.
A monitoring system that would allow us to make sure emails that were sent were actually opened, emails that were opened were actually responded to, and then we have a quality assurance loop where we're also tracking any grievances the company receives about the nature of the interaction.
Other doctors are hoping to collect directly from patients. Medem, the online communications provider for doctors, will also process credit card payments for those messages. It will take some time for doctors, insurance companies, and patients to figure out just how much email communications are worth. But once the payment issues are dealt with, e-medicine backers see great potential for improving patient care. Washington, D.C. physician Peter Bash has been crusading for years to get more doctors digitized. He says there are many illnesses that can and should be cared for without traditional office visits.
You know, for example, care of a diabetic or care of someone with hypertension or congestive heart failure is now best done through a combination of in-person visits and through home monitoring with devices and other communication with doctors.
New payment options may make it easier for some patients to get electronic advice, but since many major payers, including Medicare and Medicaid, still have no plans to reimburse for time spent on email, most patients will still have to show up in person. Larry Abramson, NPR News.